Okay, today's daf is Erev in Daf Lamed Hey, and let us talk about the concept of Erev Tchumin, which comes up many places in the Masechta, but today you have the line, one of the rayas that are implicit to a certain idea. So the Mishnah quoted on Daf Lamed Hey and Aleph that one has to set their Erev Tchum before Shabbos, and if it's not there before Shabbos, then it's too late, because you have to be Kona Shvisa in the place that you want to have your Erev beforehand. What if you're not sure? What if you set it before Shabbos and you went on Shabbos, it's not there anymore? You're not sure when it disappeared, when it got burned up. You have a suffix, that's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say, chamar gamal. You're stuck. You're like a donkey camel, meaning you can't go in this direction, can't go in that direction. You have to take the chumers of everything. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon omrim, suffix Erev kasher. No, Suffolk Erev is kosher, because you know it was there, you just don't know what happened, and when it happened, so there could be some type of chazaka. That's a machlokas tanaim. So the Gemara goes into this machlokas, and on Amud Beis, the Gemara says, oh, so Rabbi Meir here, the fact that he's machmir and says chamar gamal, it must be because he holds that tchumin is da'araisa, and that's why he is machmir. And the Gemara says, does Rabbi Meir really hold tchumin is da'araisa? Doesn't he hold like Mekajin Baharim later on? Okay, and it goes through, maybe that's his name of his Rebbe, not his own Shita. But the Gemara seems to say that because there's a suffix about this, so therefore, if it's Daraisa, then you have to be Machmir. So again, step number one, this is a major Machlokas Rishonim, as we know, whether Tchumen is Daraisa, Tchumen is Drabana. We already had this back on Daf Yud Zayin, the end of the first parak. We already had the Shita quoted of Tchumin being da'araisa, because the Gemara there said, if you remember the Mishnah at the end of the first parak said there are four things that people in the machane of the Milchama are pater from. One of them is Mila Arev. They're pater, they can take wood from wherever they want, Netilas Yadayim, Demai, and Erev. So just like Netilas Yadayim, they're only the Netilas Yadayim Lefnei, but Acharei is a Chova, because it's Sakana. On Mila Arev, the Gemara there limits. Mila Arev, they're pater from Erev, only Erev Chatzeres. But Erev Tchumin, they would be Chayev. Why? Because Rabbi Chiya says that you're Lokin on Erev Tchumin Dara Torah, it's a Din Daraisa, and therefore you would not be able to violate it. Rashi says there, what is the source for Erev, for Tchumin being Daraisa, meaning that you're not allowed to go out of a certain distance on Shabbos? That's based on the Pasuk, Yetze Ish Mimkomo. You can't go out of your place. And that's where you learn Erev Tchumin from. The concept of Tchum in Perek Misha Hotzi'u, Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo. The Gemara continues and says, maybe you don't get Malkus on Lav Shabbal. So you do get Malkus on Lav Shabbal. Either way, that's the Gemara earlier. So that is really a Machlokes Tanoim. Really machlokas tanar, whether tchumin is daraisa or not, and that's a machlokas quoted in the Mishnah in Maseches Sota on Daf Chav Zayin Mabez. Rabbi Akiva is known as the Tana that holds tchumin is daraisa. The Gemara there in the beginning of Parak Kishem Shema Hamayim quotes a number of machlokos about Bo Bayom. One of them is as follows: Bo Bayom, on that day, what's on that day? On the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was made the Nasi, to replace Rabbi Gamliel. Remember the story in Tfilas HaShachar, that Rabbi Gamliel embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore they remove Rabbi Gamliel, and who should be the Rosh Yeshiva? So they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Rosh Yeshiva. So on that day, Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Akiva as follows: Umado Semichutz La'ir, the Pesukim at the end of Bamidbar regarding the city of the Levim. Umado Semichutz La'ir as pas Kedma Alpayim Bo'ama V'Gomer. Umikra Acher Omer Mikirer V'chutza Elaf Amas Aviv. One Pasuk says 2,000 Amos, one Pasuk says 1,000 Amos. Iyev Shalomar Elaf Ama, Shekvar Nemar Alpayim Ama. This is all in the Mishnah. Iyev Shalomar Alpayim Ama, Shekvar Nemar Elaf Ama. So HaKetzad, Elaf Ama Migrash, 1,000 Amos out is Migrash, is an area that is Panui, that you don't plant there, you don't have houses there, it's just Noi Ha'ir. No ears, so you can have open space. Rashi quotes here: Rechava pnuya mizria umibatim umeilanos lenoya ear lios lalavir. That's 1,000 amos. Valpayim lahuskru lasitan ulavim, and the 2,000 has nothing to do with ulavim. Alpayim ama tchum Shabbos. So 1,000 amos is specifically a levi alacha. That's, says Rabbi Akiva, that's a din in ear ari lavim, how they have to be built. But according to the second part of the other part of the pasuk is just a din of 2,000 amos. According to Rabbi Akiva, 2,000 amos tchum is a din de'oraisa. So really, this is a major machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos in the beginning of Perek Chav Zayin, not like Rabbi Akiva, and many Rishonim do not pass on like Rabbi Akiva about 2,000 amos. The Rambam says Hayotze chutz la tchum ha medina b'Shabbos loke. One second. The Rambam says, Daraisa, Shenemar al Yetzi Yishbim Komo, by Yom HaShvi, the pasuk that Rashi quoted. Makom zeh hu tchum ha'ir. That's the tchum of the city when you go out. V'lo nitna Torah shir l'tchum zeh. Aval chachamim ha'atiku shetchum zeh hu chutz l'shneim asar mil k'negan machani Yisrael. Shneim asar mil. Right, Shneim Asar Mil is much worse. 24,000 Amos, not 2,000 Amos. The Rambam holds here in Mishnah Torah, 24,000 Amos is the Din D'Araisa. 2,000 Amos is the Din D'Rabbana. V'kach Omer Le Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Teitzu Chutz LaMachne. V'divrei Sofrim Shelo Yetzi Adam Chutz La'ir Ela Ad Alpayim Ama. Aval Chutz La'Payim Ama Asur Shalpayim Ama Hu Migrash Ha'ir. Right, that is the Rambam Shita here. Right, the Magen Mishnah Shira Tchumin Shem Alpayim Ama Midivreihem. Right, the riff also passes this way. And some argue on this. The Amru de Ahi Sugi, the Sof Parakama, de Lokin, Ali Rubi Tchumin, Uladas Rabbi Akiva, Damar Tchumin Daraisa, Aval Rabbanon, de Kaimalan Kavasayu, Ein Sham Tchumin Klal Minatora, Via Filu Bekama Parsos. Right, that's the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban says, and they're on Sefer HaMitzvahs also, there's no Tchumin at all. Even the 12,000 Amos, 24,000 Amos is not Daraisa. And they were Mochiachit, Olodazu, Eskimu HaRamban. He goes to Ramban in the Chidushim, in the Milchamos, the HaRashba as well. So, Machlokes, we've shown him Daraisa, Darabban. There is a question in the Rambam himself, because the Rambam, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, seems to contradict himself. So the Mefarshim say he must have been Chozer Bo. Because in Shin Chaf Aleph, in the Lo Sasei, the Rambam says, he definitely quotes Elosa say for Tchumin, that's for sure. But which Tchum? So he quotes V'amra Yethi Yishvim Koma B'Yamashvi U'ba Kabbalah Shekvul Ha'alicha Sheyasura Masha Nosaf Al Alpayim Amma Chutz Ben HaMedina V'Afilu Amma Achas. Sounds like 2,000 Amos. V'Alechaz Alpayim Amma L'Chol Tzad Mutter up until 2,000 Amos. So it sounds like that's 2,000 Amos, not just 24,000 Amos. Okay, so that's a Stira, the Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Shin Tzadi Zayin quotes this machlokes. But again, that's based on the Shulchan Aruch there, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Adam Yeshlo Alpayim Ama L'chol Ruach. L'maisa. Not talking about Daraisa Durabanam. Alifilu Durabanam, 2,000 Amos. Chutz Mi'arba Amosah, besides the four Amos that he has, because the four Amos around the person is him, the Makomo Shel Adam, right, that's the, wherever he is, he has four Amos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said in the previous Sif. So outside his four Amos, he has 2,000 Amos to go. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, is that a din daraisa? Is that a din dirabanan? Fine, that is all background, part one. But we have this question of the Ramban. The Ramban has a basic question on the whole topic of Erev Tchumin. If you hold that Tchumin is daraisa, so then how is it possible to make an Erev Tchumin? An Erev Tchum is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to make an Erev Tchum. The Rabbanan came up with this system in order to stretch your Tchum. But if Tchumin is da'oraisa, how could the Rabbanan come along and change it and move it? V'yesh lo tamua, ask the Ramban. This is the first Ramban in Erevin. And it's on Daf Yud Zayin. That's the first Ramban. V'yesh lo tamua, l'diver Rabbi Akiva, kivan da'alpayim amma menatora heim, heich Erev mo'il leilich yoser. How could Erev help you go more? Haria Erev azem mo'al le'inyin shal devrayim. V'hu dome le'eruve tafshilin u'le'eruve chatzeros shehumi devrayim. Ubivada, he says the Ramban, Shama Arev Baraglov. We know there are two ways to make an Erev Tchumin. Putting food at the spot or you going to the spot before Shabbos starts. So if you go to the spot, then fine. I understand that, because you're there. Efshar shehu min haTorah. Lefishu kone ben hashmashos, shvi saso b'makom raglov. V'kanu makomo, v'kanu eruvo. Fine if you yourself go there. Ela Erev apas eich mo'al min haTorah. U'me'echan lamad Rabbi Akiva heter Erev l'hakel devrei Torah. The Torah says one thing. How do you give me makel? Ubevadai shlo hay Rabbi Kiva cholik be'erif. Right? Rabbi Kiva doesn't reject the whole idea of erif. Kiditznan. Rabbi Kiva omer ein lo mi makom eruvo ela apayim ama. Om Rabbi Kiva iata modem lish benosin eruvo b'mayrif shein lo mi makom eruvo apayim ama. So you see, Rabbi Kiva is within the world of making erifs. And beperkesin ma'arvin v'Rabbi Meir nami savar la b'tchumin da'araisa. Umode be'erev pas kadan shuma v'nitmeis b'shach hashecha. You see. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Maharizah, Chamar Gamal, Ba'adam Echalafanav, Amlo Arati v'Betzalim, So in many places in this Masechta, it's clear that Tchumin is the Araisa, and still you can make an Erev Tchum. So that's the Kasha of the Ramban. Again, this first Ramban asks such a basic question. If you hold Tchumin is the Araisa, like Rabbi Akiva does, like many Tanoim do, like some Rishonim do, then how is it that you can make an Erev Tchum and somehow affect the Tchum, the Araisa? This is a similar question to what Tosfos asks at the beginning of Beitza. Beitza da Beis. Beis Amid Beis. So remember there, the Gemara quotes the concept of Hachana. The Isser of Hachana, and there's the Deah there that says Hachana is Daraisa. Rabba says, Maida Siv Hayabia Mashishi Vechinu, Esa Sher Yaviu, Chol Mechin Lashabas, Chol Mechin Liantif, Vein Yada Mechin Lashabas, Vein Shabas, Mechin Liantif. So it's a din of Hachana on a Daraisa level. Ask Tosfos, if Hachana is Daraisa, meaning the Isser of preparation for the following day, if it is a day of Chol or lower Kedusha is Daraisa, so then how is it possible to have an Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin is a Dindur Rabbanan that the Rabbanan created in order to cook on Yantif for Shabbos. But ask Tosfos, V'achana Daraisa Tema. Ho V'achana Daraisa Heich Ofin U'mavashlin Me'yantif L'Shabbos. If the Isra of Hachana preparing from one Yom Kaddosh to afterwards, how could you prepare from Yantif to Shabbos? V'chi Temai De Erivei Tavshilin V'chi Asi Takanta Drabbanan V'le'akar Hachana Daraisa. Can you have a takana drabanan of Erev Tavshilin and knock out a hachana daraisa? So that's Tosfos' kasha. And then he quotes that maybe davar afoy mevushal or shach v'yachan. He gives different answers. But the same kasha that the Tosfos asks about cooking and hachana daraisa is the question that in general. And he has two answers. Number one, says the Ramban, Yeshlomar, Ledivrei. Oh, let me just point out one other point. He quotes various Gemaras, including ours, that if you hold, even if you hold Tchumen as Daraisa, you can still make an Erev Tchumen, right? What did our Gemara say? Rabbi Meir is Machmir, if you're not sure when the Erev got burned up, before Shabbos or after Shabbos, so you have to be Machmir. But Mashma, if you know for sure that it was there when Shabbos started, then you're fine. Even though Rabbi Meir holds Tchumen as Daraisa. So it's clear that even if you hold Tchumen as Daraisa, you can make an Erev Tchumen. So how does that work? So the Ramban quotes two answers. Number one, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It must be that if you hold Tchumen is Daraisa, that she holds that Erev is also Daraisa. L'divrei Omer Tchumen Daraisa, O Shaha Erev Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, O, or, if you think about it, says the Ramban, did the Rabbanan knock out Tchum Daraisa by making Erev Tchumen? Let's say 2,000 Amos is Daraisa, according to Rabbi Akiva. So what does Erev Tchumen do? Says, wrong? No. Tchumen is still 2,000 Amos, Midaraisa. All the Rabbanan did was shift your Tchum. They didn't go against the Din Daraisa. They shifted the Din Daraisa. They created different parameters for the Din Daraisa, but they didn't knock it out. They didn't allow you to do something. What? This doesn't answer the question of Erev Tavshilin. There, you're not allowed to cook. The Rabbanan said you're allowed to cook by doing this mechanism. Okay, but here, the Torah says you can't go out of your Tchum. So where does your Tchum start? So the Rabbanan came up with a Chiddush that it could start if you place bread outside. It could start from there. That's the second answer of the Ramban. O chachamim svurim, kivan shedaito bekan, va'amar teish visasi b'makom ploni, asa'o beso. That's considered your house. U'mishom ani korei al yetzei ish mimkomo. And that's where you could say your place is. Kivan de'ir b'pas avali kamosha amar im chashechas. That's a very important Ramban. Again, it's the first Ramban on Erevin, but it's on Daf Yuzayin. The first Ramban, how could there be Erev Tchum and Daraisa? The Mefarshim are bothered by the Tur's Lashon, because the Tur starts off the halachas of Tchumen in Tav Ches, where he talks about it in Tav Ches, says the Tur, Mipnei Shetchumen Darabanan Hekilu Bahem Vehitiru Lemisha Tzarech Leilech Arbas Alofin Leruach Achas Sheitin Iruva Lasov Alpayim. Because Tchumen are Rabbanan, therefore the Rabbanan were Mekel and allowed you to put the air of 2,000 Amos out to go 4,000 Amos altogether. Sounds very much that if Tchumen would be Daraisa, you wouldn't be able to do this. It's against many Gemaras. So that's why if you look in the Mefarshim, look on the bottom of the Torah, they quote from the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Tosefta Shabbos, that what is the Torah talking about? It can't be. Pirish. V'lachein rabbanan. So they have to explain it otherwise. V'lachein yekele rabbanan af below remez b'mikra. Elahem amru v'hem amru. Uleman damar tchumim min haTorah. Mahani erev tchumim mikoach eza remez min haTorah. Like the Ramban says. Oh, alach moshe v'yisinai. Aval ein kavanas haTor. You can't say the Torah means if tchumim is daraisa, erev wouldn't help. Because there are many gemaras like that. So what do you say? So it must be, the Mefarshim explained, that if it's Drabbanan, the Rabbanan were Mesakin Eir of Drabbanan. If it's Daraisa, then what? Then it must be that Rabbanan would have said that it is a Daraisa concept also. Okay, the Pashas of the Tour is not that, but you have to reread it. You have to re-understand it, because it's against the Pashtas of the Gemaras. A couple of other miscellaneous points related to Tchumen. First of all, the Gemara in Yevamos. Fascinating. The Gemara there talks about that when a ger, a potential convert, comes to you, so you have to give him a little bit of information. Push him away, give him a little bit of information. But the Gemara says, Ger Shemolis Geyer Bizmanazeh, Omrim lo, Mari Sajrosles Geyer, why do you want to be Jewish? Don't you know yet to Yodeshi Yisrael Bizmanazeh, Devuyim, Techufim, Sechufim? We are so downtrodden, we're tortured. Yisurin Bonaleim, so what do you want? No, he pushes, you start telling him, Mixas Mitzvahs Kalos and Mixas Mitzvahs Chamuros. What do you tell him? So you tell him, the Gemara says, Lekat Shechen Peya. You talk about how we're responsible for each other. You tell him, you know, up until today you ate treif, it was fine. Tomorrow you eat treif, you could be a Chayiv Malkus. Right? Acha, blow basla midazu, achalta chelav yeta anashkaris. Chilalta Shabbos, yeta anashkila. Viachshav, achalta chelav anashkaris, achalta Shabbos anashkila. It's tough. And then you tell him the schar, fine. And then the Gemara goes into Rusa Naami. And the Pasuk, right, one of the earliest converts. So the Gemara says there are a couple of mitzvos that are alluded to in what Naomi said, trying to push Rus away. The first thing on the list. What does Naomi tell Rus? We have Tchum Shabbos. Bashar telchi alech. No, I'm coming with you. Aser lon yichud. No, Bashar telini alin. I'm sleeping where you sleep. Mifakdinon sheish meos v'yugimol mitzvos. We have 613. Amechami. Avodazara. Elokayach elokoy. Goes through each one, but it's amazing. Even before 613, it says Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos and Yichud. The Marsha here says those are mitzvos kalos. Mitzvos kalos in Shabbos, because Tchumen is not Misa, and Mitzvos Kalos in Arayos, which is Yichud, which is also not the full-fledged Arayos. So that's why those are mentioned. If you look at the Mishpat Zohav, on Rus, he quotes here that maybe the message of Tchum and Yichud and many of the others is that unlike all other religions, Judaism has something to say about every little thing that you do. How you take a shower, how you go to the bathroom, every little thing that you do is halacha has something to say about it. And that's what we try to get across to the ger with a lot of these details. Ein prat she'en alav shulchan aruch ketzad la'asoso. And that's the, tchum. But what exactly, why does, is there a symbolic message of Tchum Shabbos, that's why Naomi says it? So there is a beautiful Meshachachma. The Meshachachma points out that the Gemara tells us in two different places, but he puts them together. Avram Avinu did Erev Tavshilin. Right, Erev Tavshilin, so the Gemara says, even Erev Tavshilin. And Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says, was Kava Tchumin. What's the message of those two? This is Parshas Vayishlach, the Meshachachma. Says the Gemara, Erev Tavshilin, as we were just talking about, is based on the principle, why you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, based on the principle of Hoel. Since guests might come right now, and therefore your cooking theoretically could be for right now, that makes it, knocks it down to a Drabanan, and then Erev Tavshilin makes it a Mutter. So what's that's based on? That's based on Chesed. It's based on Achas Archim. That's Avram Avinu's Mida, spreading out. Erev Tavshilin. That's why his mitzvah that Chazal connect to him is Erev Tavshilin. What about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu had a different mita than Avram and Yitzchak. Avram Avinu was still spreading the religion. Yitzchak Avinu was also following his father's footsteps, as the Rambam describes at the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. He was spreading the religion. What's Yaakov? He was Koveya Tchumen. Now he had the Shiftei Ka. Now he had to protect from within. Now he had to set borders. Kava Tchumen. That's the message of Tchum. We have borders. We can't just do whatever we want. Kava Tchumen. We're Am Yisrael. to read the Meshech Chachma. V'zeh melitzasam, sha'avram ki yim eiruv tafshilin l'hachnes orchim l'kabal gerim tachas kanfei ashchina, avo lo kavatchumin, shema yimana echad mi lavo l'shmo adeyosav. He couldn't be kovei atchumin, it was too early. Lo ken Yaakov, kavatchumin l'hagbil v'litchom bein am Yisrael la'amin. V'lachen b'mara adayin lo'ifkan atchumin, v'lachen v'chulu, and he continues. But again, maybe that's the message of Tchumin, and that's what Naomi said to Rus as well. The Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about Tchumin, talks about generally, this is one of the only mitzvahs. What other mitzvahs of Shabbos do we have besides Losasek HaMalacha and Shabbason? Tchum gets his own mitzvah. Tchum gets his own mitzvah. But he connects it to the general Shabbos issue. Says the Chinuch in Mitzvah Chavdalet, Shenizkar v'neida sheha'ola mechudash v'lo kadmon. The world always hasn't always been here. And if we're limited what we're able to do and where we're able to go on Shabbos, we recognize and that will remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Okay, this is some basic ideas, but again, that Ramban is very basic to, you can't learn Erev Tchumin without knowing that Ramban, again, at the beginning of Masechet Erevin, and that Meshech Chachma also is very basic as well. Okay, we'll stop here.